Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The following is a high-five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Woo!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Unlock your engine's full potential with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline, removing up to 100% of performance-robbing deposits with continuous use in gasoline direct injection engine fuel injectors. Rejuvenate your engine's performance and discover unbound capabilities. Fuel up at Shell today and download the Shell app for added benefits. Plus, with the Fuel Rewards app, start saving on every fill-up. As a Platinum member, enjoy 10 cents off per gallon daily. Just 6 fill-ups with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus can elevate you to a Platinum status. Fuel up at Shell and unleash your engine's true power with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus. When you have a Miller Lite in hand, grilling doesn't just taste great. It tastes like Miller time. This past weekend for Mother's Day, I'm treating my wife while grilling. I'm treating myself with a Miller Lite. Miller Lite, it just tastes right. Whether it's barbecue season or just celebrating a regular day with burgers and dogs, with a Miller Lite in hand, grilling doesn't just taste great. It tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells great beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Tuesday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. We'll talk to Danny Sheridan, the great odds maker for USA Today. He'll give you some tips on what you should and shouldn't do on Super Bowl Sunday. Also, the talented Melissa Etheridge, our good friend, Chiefs fan, great musician, will join us. I believe she has a new Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl song she wants to unveil for us. Some of the headlines. I was watching the Lakers game with the Hawks last night, and LeBron James got involved with a couple of fans. The fans got ejected, and it went got heated a little bit, it seemed like. I'm surprised LeBron gets caught up in it. Maybe he misses that. He had this moment with Cleveland Cavaliers, a front office executive who was a little more exuberant when LeBron missed a shot at the end of the third quarter the other night. And LeBron just looked at him basically to say, oh, really? And then he proceeded to outscore the Cavs in the fourth quarter. But I think this probably started innocently enough. You know, the husband might have had something to say to LeBron. Maybe he said something back. And so you're kind of going back and forth. Players do this a lot. But unless you know that fan, and a lot of times the players know who's sitting courtside. But they're only allowing in a certain number of people. You got a husband and a wife, and it feels like the wife was taking this personally because she's got her finger pointed towards LeBron. Her mask is down, and she's got some choice words there, and then she didn't stop there. She had an Instagram account that she basically a profanity-laced tirade towards LeBron James. And here is what LeBron had to say about the moment last night.
I don't want to say he went overboard, but he went a little bit out of bounds, you know, too close to comfort for me. And I said my piece, and we could have moved on. But I think it was so close to the officials. I think the official heard it as well, what he had said. And it kind of got blown out of proportion.
Okay. Fans who sit courtside feel like they're entitled because they probably are entitled in their regular lives and what they do or, you know, whatever their income is. But, you know, you're that close doesn't mean that you're actually that close to getting in the game. And I've been around these fans who want it to be about them. Hey, watch me. I'm going to say, don't you say that about my husband. Like, just sit down. And by the way, the players can't do anything about it. You can say whatever you want to a player. And, you know, the fans know that. We've seen that. We've had incidents before. where a fan can say whatever they want to say. Unless somebody overhears it and then they eject him. Or the player says, hey, come over here. But the fan, the player doesn't want to get involved, that involved with this to say, I'm going to kick this person out. But this was something that was over the top, as LeBron called her, a very, very mad Karen who was out there and wanted to let LeBron know exactly how she felt. Courtside Karen. She wanted to let LeBron know, and she was sticking up for her husband there. Yes, Paul.
I think it was about 7 or 8 years ago I suggested a policy where one athlete a year is allowed to go in the stands and kick a fan's ass, and we don't know which fan it is, which player it is, and which team, so the fans always had to be a little bit on it.
I'm going to guess that's a bad idea.
It didn't pick up steam.
It did not, and I'm glad that it didn't. But, you know, more importantly, the Lakers won the game. And LeBron had a comment or two about it afterwards, and so did this courtside Karen. Oh, boy. Update the poll results. Is this still a great poll question? Because, man, I was patting myself on the back last night around 7:35.
I guess it's getting a little less great because now it's getting a little lopsided. The question is, whose career would you want? Tom Brady and everything he's achieved, or Patrick Mahomes and everything that he might achieve? We're at 71% Brady.
Paulie, let's revisit this in 10 years.
10 years from today?
Yes, 10 years from today, let's bring this poll question back. Can you? Oh, you're writing it down.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Fritz already booked a guest on. He asked Chris Sims to come on to discuss.
Okay.
10 years.
That's good. Yeah. Or, yeah. Yes, McLovin.
But the way it works, we're going to all have a different answer on Monday, right? Whoever wins this game, people are going to choose.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. If Brady wins again, what if Mahomes throws 5 touchdowns and Kansas City wins by 17? And then all of a sudden we go, uh-oh, Tom? You know, it's like when Tiger started out, and we just thought it was a foregone conclusion. He was going to blow past Jack Nicklaus. And then all of a sudden, life interrupted in a variety of ways. 2008 happened. And then you go, okay, is he ever going to get 4 more majors? And the odds are probably not in his favor. Segway. When it comes to odds, Danny Sheridan, USA Today handicapper, sports analyst. Last year, I figured out that Danny was picking the Kansas City Chiefs. I asked him before the Super Bowl, but he couldn't do it because he didn't want to release his picks to his clients until game day. And I understand it, but great minds think alike, and Danny Sheridan joins us. You almost lost it, but you did get the win for your clients. Danny, good to talk to you again.
Likewise, and Dan, before I forget, I want to congratulate you and the dazzling Danettes on being named by Barrett Sports Media as the number 2 most popular national sports radio show in the United States. And hopefully next year at this time, they'll name you number 1.
Well, thank you, Danny. You know, I would rather be number 3 than number 2.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Because it's like on Monday, if you say to Tom Brady after he's lost and you go, hey, second best quarterback this weekend. I mean, that's sort of the feeling that I get. I don't want to be runner up. I'd rather be 3rd than 2nd there.
Okay.
All right. If that makes any sense. All right, so you can't tell me who you're going to take this weekend. I realize that. And you've always told me, don't worry about the point spread. Right?
Oh, no. If you just pick the winner, you will have beaten the spread 88% of the time. 57%, Dan, against the spread is considered excellent. The winner of this game has beaten the spread 45 times and lost 6. The last team to win the Super Bowl and not beat the spread was Pittsburgh against Arizona. They won by 4 in 2009, and I want to point out that Pittsburgh scored with 45 seconds to go to beat Arizona, but that was the last time, 2009. So just pick the winner, and again, it's not a big spread, and you have the odds in your favor, and that's what I always try to do. Just pick the winner, ignore the spread, and you should be right.
But if you're picking, have you ever picked the player? Like, I would never bet against Brady. I wouldn't bet if it meant betting against Brady. But is that sound logic at all when you look at a player and you go, I can't bet against him, or I am going to take him because of that player, not that team?
Well, it might be to some people, and I can't disagree. It's not to me. Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, I was thinking about Green Bay and Tampa Bay. That's important. Obviously, if Patrick Mahomes didn't play, I would want no part of Kansas City. But some people count it. I don't weigh it in my luckily, with my dartboard. And by the way, I give my pick on Sunday. I actually make up my mind on Sunday for the total and for the game, and that's when I give it to my clients. And one of the reasons you'd obviously wait till Sunday is on the total is because it could rain in Tampa. Hopefully it won't. I don't have a theory for if it rains.
So you're going to take the over in Kansas City because you're thinking that it's not going to rain, is my guess.
What I'm saying is that in the article I mentioned, if you have two potent offenses, and I'm going to ask you this question, potent offenses, you go under. I know that sounds contrarian, but it happens. That's the way I handicap it. Two defensive stalwarts, you go over. A good example would be last year, Kansas City and San Francisco, great offenses. They scored 86 and 64 points, respectively, in their playoffs. They went under. The year before, you had the Tom Brady. You had the New England. I'm trying to think who was playing that. It was New England and the Rams.
Yeah.
Two top scoring teams in the conference the whole year. Guess what? 13-3. So my question to you would be, and I will question a bunch of sports guys and say, hey, when you think of Kansas City, do you think of offense or defense? They'll tell me offense. I'll accept that. So my question to you, Dan, is when you think of Tampa Bay, do you think of offense, defense, or pretty much neutral, balanced?
Defense.
Okay, then I wouldn't be able to pick the total if that were the case. That's interesting. And that may be the case if I find out or if I make the – when I talk to all these sports writers, if they tell me what you just said, I will not pick the total going in. If they say offense, I'm going under. If they say defense and I believe them, I'm going over.
Paulie, what is the weather forecast for Tampa?
High of 70 on Super Bowl Sunday. Rain for sure in the morning. Overcast, so it's rain showers at times. High tide, 4:15 p.m.
Wow.
Does it matter if you jump in on – the line was 3.5, and now I think it's down to 3.
Right.
It feels like a lot of – there's a lot of Kansas City money here. But the instant reaction – see, that doesn't factor into you because you said it – you know, just pick who you think's going to win. Don't worry about the point spread.
I agree. I don't worry about that. I just pick who I think – in this case, it's safe to say if Tampa Bay covers, they should win. You're talking 3 points. And vice versa, obviously. If Kansas City wins, they should cover more than 3 points.
And any other tips that you would give for people for entertainment purposes only this Sunday?
Well, there's so many, Dan. I hope they'll read the article in USA Today. But the key, there's so many. For example, prop bets. People love to bet the coin flip. Will Brady throw 20 touchdowns, 50 passes, whatever? Will the rushing guy do this? Bottom line is, if you bet prop bets, which probably in the total handle, prop bets are more than any other bet, more than just betting the game or betting the total. But I'm against prop bets. The public has won prop bets 2 times from the bookmakers in the last 25 years. That pretty much tells me you probably shouldn't be betting prop bets. But that's one of the things. You shouldn't bet parlays. That's insanity because of the odds. And you shouldn't bet teasers. Just the name connotes teasers. My God, what is that? Before I forget, Paul Peps, right? He works with you, right?
Yeah, Paulie's my producer.
Integral part of that team.
Yes.
Is he like one of the heirs to the Pats Blue Ribbon? I'm serious. Just an unusual name.
No, I wish he was, but he's not.
I meant to ask you that last year because you kept saying that. Plus, he asked me, he said, if you'll mention that on the air, I'll send you $25. I said, I'll definitely do it.
Wow. Anyway, wow. Well, all of my guys, their last names have to do with alcohol. So,
well, that's what working with you will do, Dan. I remember you from the 80s when you were in your wild 20s.
Easy there, Danny.
That's right.
You had the over-under on me in my 20s, would you have taken the over?
Over to be successful, yes, but to be as successful as you've been, I got to remember, I'm looking at you, a wild hellion in your 20s at CNN Sports with me. And no, I probably wouldn't have gone over. Very talented, but listen, you would have never dreamed you would have accomplished what you did. I think that's a safe statement, and I'm proud of you.
Well, thank you, Danny.
And you didn't have it given to you. You didn't inherit the Pabst Blue Ribbon beer franchise.
Well, Todd's last name is Schlitz, so it's Todd Schlitz.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and then it's Paulie Pabst. McLovin?
Smirnoff, Perloff.
Yes.
We're not sure. We changed the name at Ellis Island. I think it was Smirnoff.
Seton, your last name?
First name Seton, middle name Bud, last name Weiser.
Yes.
True story.
Yeah, so everybody that I hired had something to do with alcohol in their name.
That would explain why your show is so popular.
Well, we drink all day. I think that's the reason why. Hey, it's great to talk to you, Danny. And people can get these tips from Danny. He does it every year. And you can go to USA Today, and he'll help you out coming up this weekend. Hope you're doing well, and thanks for reaching out, Danny.
Appreciate you having me on, Dan. Stay well and continued success.
That's Danny Sheridan. You can check out his Super Bowl betting tips in USA Today's special edition Super Bowl 55 preview. Grant in Michigan joins us now. Hi, Grant. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. First time, long time, 6'1", 160. Barrier Sanders related question and a request for you. I wanted to request the reintroduction of Pauly's five good soccer seconds.
Okay.
And my question was, I'm 26, so I never got to see Barry Sanders play. Being a Lions fan is the worst, but would you rather be a Lions fan, get the chance to see him play? You have to go through everything that follows, the heartbreak, lack of postseason success. Or, I mean, do you want to see him play? I mean, it's a crazy question because you want to see the best to ever do it. But I lived through Megatron, and it was heartbreaking, so I would imagine Barry's worse. But
yeah, and the fact that Barry chose to retire than continue to play, just like Megatron. I mean, when you think about that, these are great players. These are Hall of Famers who decided that they didn't want to play anymore because it wasn't enjoyable. That's pretty heavy. You know, if you're a fan of a team, the fan base, and you go, our players get so down that they would rather walk away from the game than continue to play. Fans can't quit. I mean, you can't. Jeff in Detroit, I keep telling Jeff, get a new team. And he can't. That's his team. And I respect that. Yeah, Paul.
And fans of losing franchises, if there's any hope, they blow it out of proportion. Like, this golf trade in Detroit is going crazy. And look at, like, the Knicks. The Knicks have been bad for two decades. Bad, bad. Non-competitive, embarrassing. They've got this new kid, Quickly, is it? People in New York think, oh, we got him. We got this great player. But it's because they're so desperate.
Well, when they get a good player, he becomes a great player in their minds because they're the Knicks. Like, they haven't had much to celebrate. I will say, when you look at a loyal fan base, the Knicks are up at the top. It's crazy. And they should probably not be as loyal because ownership has not returned the favor. And that's where the only way you get somebody's attention is that owner starts losing money because of your actions. You decide that when you can go to a game, you're not going to go to a game. Then that changes things. Normally changes things. It's like in this business, in broadcasting, you know, when you hear somebody say something controversial, the only time that they get disciplined or get fired is when the radio station or the TV station, they lose money. That's it. When advertisers bail, that's when somebody becomes a little bit more vulnerable here. And when you look at a bottom line with the Knicks, you go there with hope, but there is no hope. But they're still making money. Yeah, McLevin.
I've been to the Garden in games. It doesn't seem like fans get that upset when they lose. Not like at an NFL. Like, you know, the Eagles fans go ballistic when they lose. The Knicks fans are like, I'm kind of here to see the other team anyway. It doesn't. I know they're loyal, but they're not heartbroken every game.
And it's been such a long time. And that's why when I made the calculated mistake of thinking that Kevin Durant was going to go to the Knicks and that he was going to... This is the scenario I thought was going to play out. The Knicks win the lottery. They get Zion. Durant goes there, and then he brings Kyrie with him. And I'm thinking they bring the Garden back to life. What I didn't realize, being out of touch with my age, my demographic, to Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, is they don't look at the Garden the way I once did. Or maybe I do. That when that place was rocking, there's no other place like it. But it's been a long time. Imagine Durant, what is he, 30? In the last 30 years, how many times has he maybe watched an event at the Garden and gone, oh my God, that atmosphere there is incredible? Probably not. Brooklyn is far cooler and hipper if you're younger. And that's their approach. Yeah, Paul.
The Knicks have won one playoff series in the past two decades. This century. They've made the last time they made the playoffs It was 2012-13. They're on a 7-year run. That's hard to do in the NBA, a 7-year run of not making a playoff.
And they're not going to make the playoffs again this year. Well, I don't expect them to make
the playoffs.
He's
with the hot takes. Yeah, sponsors.
I don't want to get out on a limb here.
We lose our sponsors with that kind of
stuff. I don't want to go crazy here and make, you know, some wild, outlandish, you know, prediction here. Yes, McLovin.
Man, I'm looking at the standings. They're not far off. They're at 10 now. But look how bad these teams are. The Cavs, Hornets, and Bulls are ahead of them. Oof.
I know, but it feels like the Cavs have more promise than the Knicks do.
Somehow the Raptors are behind the Knicks.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
And the Heat are only 7-13.
Yeah, yeah.
The Heat.
Talking about the Heat. By the way, sign up for the newsletter, Dan Patrick Show newsletter, available every day, Monday through Friday. It comes out at 6 Eastern, goes right to your email, and sums up the day's events. It also gives you a heads up on the guest list for the next day, and also some great T-shirts there for you as well. And the Waste Management Phoenix Open starts Thursday through Sunday on Golf and NBC. We'll take a break. The talented Melissa Etheridge will join us, the diehard Chiefs fan. She had a Super Bowl song for us last year, and she will return the favor when we return. 20 after the hour, this is the Dan Patrick Show. Go to rockauto.com, all the parts your car or truck will ever need. RockAuto.com, it's a family business founded by automotive engineers back in 1999. And what they did is they took all of their knowledge of basically growing up in the automotive industry, and that's where they worked, and they decided to create RockAuto.com, where you could get direct access to all the parts information that probably hidden in the computers and catalogs behind those parts store counter. We're not allowed to get behind the parts store counter. But you're able to stop phoning. You don't have to drive. You don't have to wait in lines. And you're not wasting any time. You order the parts. They're there 24/7, and it comes right to your doorstep. And keep this in mind. Rock Auto has a lot of the correct parts for old cars and new cars. You can't just pour 10W30 oil into just about every engine you like the last 30 years. RockAuto.com has specific oil, transmission fluid, antifreeze, and other chemicals that your car must have. Tell them we sent you all the parts your car or truck will ever need, new and old, at rockauto.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com, or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
High Five Casino.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
The original light beer, 1975. Miller Lite.
Yeah, the original.
Yeah, 1975. Perfect companion for us grill masters across the United States. This past weekend, even Mother's Day, I'm treating myself while I'm treating my wife for Mother's Day. Out there cooking, and I've got my Miller Lite, my friend, right there with me. Miller Lite keeps it simple. Undebatable quality. You can't debate it.
I would try it.
No, you can't. Taste as great as the barbecue you're making. The beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most. It tastes like a beer. Less filling. Only 96 calories. With a Miller Lite in hand, grilling doesn't just taste great. It tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells great beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
I got my friends and family all blowing up my phone. My kids think I've gone crazy as I'm running around my home. Well, I heard Dan Patrick wanted me to call into his show. Well, the Chiefs must have won the AFC and we're headed to the Super Bowl. When I was just a little girl upon my daddy's knee, I remember it like yesterday. It was 1970. Oh, the Chiefs had Lenny Dawson, then Buck Buchanan and Bobby Bell. Oh, the Chiefs are in the Super Bowl. I heard my daddy yell. Well, 50 years they came and went, and sometimes we got close. Gonzalez never got to go, Jamal nor the great Priest Holmes. So many times it broke my heart, thought I might never know. But the Chiefs just broke that playoff curse, and now they're headed to the Super Bowl.
That was a year ago when Melissa Etheridge gave us Chiefs are in the Super Bowl. I think that was a big hit, and she joins us now. You're getting spoiled with your Kansas City Chiefs there, Melissa.
I got to tell you, it's a great feeling. It's something I've never felt before, and indeed.
Look at this setup here. Now, describe it for the audience that's only listening on radio. Those who are watching on Peacock, they can see. Is this your studio?
Yes, this is our streaming studio when the world went upside down last year. And I realized that I wouldn't be able to have live performances for quite a while. My wife and I came back into our garage and we transformed it into a streaming studio where we stream Etheridge TV 5 days a week.
You got a couple of cameras working there. This isn't just, I mean, this is some serious.
I have more cameras than you do, I think.
No. I lead the league in cameras. You have more guitars than I have, but I think I have about 14 cameras in here. Everything's on TV. Okay, so you got posters back there. You got the lighting.
I went to my warehouse, pulled some stuff out.
Looks great. The coolest piece of memorabilia you have in there is what?
I've pulled it up here, probably this.
Kansas City Chiefs
it's
helmet?
Like a 2000 Chiefs autographed helmet. I've got Derek Thomas on.
What about music?
What's that?
What about music? Your favorite piece of metal? I always love the one where your guitar is over your back.
Oh, yeah. My shirtless. Yeah, that's probably it's my homage to Bruce guitar slung over my back poster. Yeah, that's probably it.
Although Bruce didn't have his shirt off when he did it.
Nope, that's where I went, wait a minute, I'm going to actually take my shirt off. I have to go one step further.
What if Tom Brady said, you know what, Giselle and I we're celebrating our 20th anniversary. Melissa, would you play at our anniversary? Would you indulge wish? Because you probably might be anti-Brady being a Chiefs fan.
Well, you know, it's funny. I'm able to have the spirit of a sports fan and you know, say, darn that Brady, how many times has he kept us from the playoffs? How many times has he, you know, and everything. Yet I am a person and I have great respect for a great athlete. So, you know, I respect the man.
Okay.
I don't know if I'd go to his party, but I respect the man.
but if Mahomes said that, hey, would you play at my wedding?
Oh, I'm there. I'm there. I'll play all kinds of wedding songs. I can play wedding receptions. Absolutely.
Okay. So we ask, I don't know if we formally ask you to come up with a new song, but I'm hopeful you do have a new song for us.
Well, I happen to be standing here with my guitar.
Okay.
And, you know, it's funny because I actually hope every year that I get to bring a song to you because it means that my Chiefs have done very well. And, you know, it's funny because I sat down to, whip something up because it's always fun and especially about football and football songs can be strange. But I actually looked at this whole year and thought this whole year was strange. So I wanted to kind of put my thoughts and everything together. And it's actually a song thanking football. It's called Football Thank You.
Okay.
All right.
Here is
ready for it?
Melissa Etheridge, the Grammy Academy Award winner, singer-songwriter, and diehard Chiefs fan.
2020 was hard. 2020 was strange. Well, the Chiefs were the champs, and then everything changed. Well, my heart grew heavy. Days were fearful and dark. Would football even happen? The future was stark. But the men and women of the NFL, how they found a way. The stands would be empty, but still they would play. And I'd like to thank the NFL, especially my Chiefs. You gave me something to smile about. Yeah, you saved my sanity. Well, I know it's just a game, but it really pulled me through. So I just wanna thank you. Football, thank you. Well, they played on through December. Each team that gave their best. The Jets and the Jags kind of came up short, and NFC East was just a mess, you know. Packers had the MVP, and the Browns surprised us all. The Bills almost went all the way. Man, that's good football. I'd like to thank the NFL, especially my Chiefs. Yeah, you gave me something to smile about. You saved my sanity. Well, I know it's just a game, but it really pulled me through. So I just want to thank you now, football. Thank you. Oh, now Brady as a Buccaneer, well, he deserves all my respect. He brought them to the Super Bowl. Yeah, he's a GOAT. And yet. Well, I'll take my defense any day with Tyron, Chris, and Spags. My Chiefs have proved it all year long that they can run it back. With Andy's plays and Kelsey saves when Tyreek leaves them scorched. In the end, when Brady meets Mahomes, well, it's time to pass the torch. Oh, I'd like to thank the NFL, especially my team. You gave me something to smile about. Yeah, you saved my sanity. I know it's just a game, but it really pulled me through. So I just want to thank you, football. Thank you.
Oh, you're adorable. Thank you.
It's time to pass the torch.
That's great. I love that. And the NFC East line was great, too. Yeah. What is your go-to Springsteen song?
Oh, that's probably Jungle Land or anything off Born to Run.
Have you played that during your shows?
You know, I did a Springsteen cover day on Tuesday. I do covers.
Yeah.
And today is Southern Rock covers, just letting you know. But I have done, I don't think I did Jungle Land. No, I haven't actually sang it. It's like a mini rock opera, you know.
But do you know Bruce?
I do know Bruce. He in 1994, he came and sang on my MTV Unplugged. We sang Thunder Road together. It was like a highlight of my life.
How intimidating is that?
You know, he's not. He is just as personable and just a New Jersey guy. He's really, really a very nice guy. And I just love him very much.
But I would think Growing Up would be a great song for you. My favorite, I love Growing Up. I love She's the One. And but there, I mean, there's so many songs to love about Bruce, but, and not that I could cover any of those, but I just, those are always songs that resonated with me for some reason.
They make their, our history of rock, you know, that's, it's a big part of the American life, I think.
But have you ever run into that rock star that they acted like a rock star and it wasn't a good.
It's funny. I ran into a few of them in the 80s and 90s and I don't know where they are now. So that's usually kind of what happens.
It's great to talk to you. I know it's certainly been a difficult year for you in a variety of ways, and I hope that Etheridge TV, the Etheridge Foundation, tell us more about what you're doing with your TV show.
Well, on if you go to etheridgetv.com, you can buy a ticket to each separate show, or you can get a monthly subscription for $50. And what you get is five shows a week. You get Tuesday cover songs. Wednesday, I do a chat show with my wife where we talk about the world and bring some laughter into everything. Thursday is called Mama's Choice, which is deep cuts of album tracks and things that rarely heard. And Friday is we actually go, I've got some like old bootlegs that I show everybody and we talk. It's called the Friday Night Time Machine. And then Saturday is like a full on concert where I do the hits and
great.
We just play. And it keeps me sane by, you know, being able to make music, and it pays the bills.
And what are you going to be doing on Super Bowl Sunday?
I will be sitting in my chair with a vat of guacamole, and I will be nervously eating and cheering on. Oh God, I love wearing the Super Bowl again. It's really exciting.
Doesn't that sound like a country song? Sitting in my chair with a vat of guacamole.
Indeed.
I'm in.
Indeed.
Maybe George Strait could do something like that.
Absolutely, you could find something.
Aren't there certain? There's certain artists, though, Melissa, that it feels like they could. Like, didn't the Beatles prove you could sing about anything? Like an octopus's garden, Taxman, like just so many crazy things. They prove that it doesn't matter what the lyrics are. They could sell it.
If you feel it, I am the walrus, cuckoo, cuckoo. You know,
I know.
It's okay.
Kind of crazy.
I'm singing it, yes.
EtheridgeTV.com. And thank you again, Melissa. It's great to see you. And good luck to your Chiefs coming up this weekend. And if you want to maybe pre-record a Chiefs song, I don't know, next week, next month, or something like that, for the following Super Bowl.
Oh, come on.
Like, you can
no,
be
you
that.
Gotta, you got to be in the moment.
Oh, okay.
You
got to
know
okay.
what's happening.
All right, all right. I just thought maybe you wanted to pre-record something, take a little pressure off you there. But
maybe it would be called Dynasty, perhaps?
Whoa. Okay.
I like it.
Okay. Good luck this weekend, and thank you again.
Thank you so much, Dan. Much love to all your folks there.
That's Melissa Etheridge, singer-songwriter, and it's etheridgetv.com. That's quite a setup there. That was beautiful, that studio there. Now, she's a good sport, and we appreciate her. Fritzy reached out and said, hey, could you join us at this time on this day? And she said, I'll join you at 2 a.m. if you want me to. We'll take a break. Last call for phone calls. I'm going to bring back something that Matt Light said. Matt Light played with the Patriots for over a decade. He was an offensive lineman. He was there when Brady got the job, when Drew Bledsoe got hurt. So he was there with Tom Brady in the beginning stages of this Hall of Fame run. And I asked him whether he would choose Bill Belichick or Tom Brady if he was starting his franchise. And we'll have that for you coming up next year on the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
We love it when we see an athlete reach their full potential and perform at the highest level. You should expect no less when it comes to your car's engine. Using lower grade fuel can leave deposits in your engine that can build up over time and stop it from running at peak level. Shell V-Power Nitro Plus. Premium gasoline, it removes up to 100% of performance-robbing deposits with continuous use in gasoline direct injection engine fuel injectors, while also protecting against future buildup in one of the most critical parts of the engine, the fuel injector. This frees up the flow of fuel, so you'll get optimal burn for peak performance and a rejuvenated, cleaner engine. You're giving your car the best conditions to stand up to whatever that day-to-day drive is going to be like, and come through like a champ. So help your car reach its fuel potential with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus. Download the Shell app today. Fuel up at Shell.
Summer is heating up because your favorites are now together with Hulu on Disney Plus. On Disney Plus, the TARDIS has landed for a new epic adventure in Doctor Who, now streaming. And on Hulu, uncover a deadly game of truths and lies in the spy thriller The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss, now streaming. Hulu on Disney Plus, available with a Disney Bundle subscription. Terms apply. Visit DisneyPlus.com/Hulu for details. That's DisneyPlus.com/Hulu for details.
No, it's not Paulie's birthday. Just a little rush there. That was it. This program brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. Mercedes-Benz vans go far beyond. They have a five-star sales service, financial support crew. Mercedes-Benz vans are built, equipped, engineered to be ready for anything. So go the extra mile. Take the all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. Couple of things to keep in mind, and Danny Sheridan sent this my way after the interview, that when you think about Tampa Bay, the defensive coordinator Todd Bowles and Andy Reid worked together with the Eagles in 2012. Kansas City defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo, when he was with the Giants, he had that defense that upset Brady and the Patriots. Kansas City coming in the day before the game, treating the Super Bowl like a regular season game with only 22,000 fans. But just some other things to factor in when you're looking at making your decision on Super Bowl Sunday. Matt Light was with us, and a great appearance, by the way. He spent over a decade with the Patriots, offensive lineman, and he was there in the embryonic stages of Tom Brady's career. And I asked Matt Light if he could choose between Bill Belichick or Tom Brady to start his franchise with, who would he choose? Who do you think is most responsible for what happened in those two decades in New England?
I mean, look, I think if anybody looks at this season and tries to make a comparison at this point in time.
How about this, Matt? How about this? You can have Belichick as your coach or Brady as your quarterback. This is your rookie year.
Yeah, I mean, you got to go with Bill Belichick for a lot of reasons, right? Can he win without Tom Brady? Yeah, I think he can. I mean, we did it in 2008, right? If you want a case study to look at, you know, we had a guy in Matt Castle, you know, who filled in, did a great job. Same coach, same Bill Belichick, right? So I don't look at what happened this season and try to compare it in the realm of who's more important, Tom Brady or Bill Belichick. Look, those are two of the most dynamic people to play in the game, right?
But you think you could have won Super Bowls with Bledsoe?
Yeah, I think we could have, for sure.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
I wouldn't put either one of those guys down, right? I mean, but it is a system, right? New England is a system kind of scheme. I mean, it always has been, always will be with Bill Belichick as the head coach.
But Tom's the system, though. He's a system unto himself, isn't he?
He is now. He is now.
Okay.
And look, he has been for a long time. So, you know, look, there's no surprise that Tom Brady's in the Super Bowl, right? The fact that he went to Tampa kind of shocked me. You know, there's a lot of things that I found interesting. I didn't think that, you know, I wasn't somebody that said, hey, just because Tom Brady's in Tampa, they're going to go to the Super Bowl, but it's not a surprise.
So that Matt Light earlier in the show and had, you know, some interesting things to say. You know, let's keep in mind, though, Matt Castle didn't take them to the Super Bowl. They didn't make the playoffs with Matt Castle. They did win 11 games. And I know that, you know, those who want to side with Bill Belichick will say, well, look what they did with Matt Castle. Okay. It did feel like Matt Light was leaning Belichick. And my point was in the first hour, it's okay to say both are responsible. They're equally responsible. They were just responsible in different parts of their careers. They were more responsible for that success, in my opinion. Bill, certainly in the beginning stages of all of this, back in 2000, 2001 and 2 and 3 and 4, that he sort of had the infrastructure of what he wanted to have here. And then I think it was more incumbent upon Brady to be great than it was Belichick to be great later on. I thought it was Brady who was the one who was delivering when you needed to deliver, that you could count on. Because Belichick, for a defensive-minded guy, had moments where his defenses got run over. And I think other than the Rams Super Bowl, you could count on Brady putting up points and being clutch as well. But I know it's a horrible take in this business where you go, you know what? I can see both. That's how I feel. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that being your answer. And I truly believe that. But I do think players want to play with Tom Brady. I don't think they want to play for Bill Belichick. Now, if Bill Belichick is in position to win Super Bowls, then you'll get players who are going to want to play. Brady put you in those positions. Therefore, you had players who took a lot less, knew they might be a one-year, two-year rental, and they did it to win a Super Bowl. Yes, McLovin.
Look at the other team. Which way do you weigh the balance between Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes? The same kind of thing?
They had Alex Smith, who was good. And the reason why this team is great is because of Patrick Mahomes. They have weapons. This isn't just on Patrick Mahomes. I've said this before. If Patrick Mahomes played in Jacksonville this past year, we'd go, oh, God, Mahomes made some plays. That'd be it. Like, we wouldn't go, that guy is the best quarterback, and he's going to be the best quarterback in history. He wouldn't be thought that way. I mean, you might look at his talent, but there wouldn't be results, and they would win 6 games, 5 games, 4 games. Would he be that much better than Deshaun Watson was in Houston? I mean, you got to be fair to the talent around him. He's a wonderful talent. Absolutely. Great. You start a franchise, you started with Patrick Mahomes. Understand this is football with the number of people you must have. You can have a great offense, no defense, probably not winning a Super Bowl. You're just not. In basketball, one guy can make the difference of you being an average team or just a playoff team or somebody who can take you farther. Football, not the case. Mahomes has great talent with him and a better than average defense as well, because they won the Super Bowl because of their defense. Mahomes made one great play, and it was a pass to Tyreek Hill. Chris Jones could have been, should have been the co-MVP because the defense made play. It happens every year, and I tell you this every year. The defense will make a play on Sunday or not make a play on Sunday to win or lose the game. In my opinion, the defense, that's the role it will play this weekend. I can't overstate the obvious on the role the defense will play. Because if you say Tampa doesn't have to rush anybody and they're going to put pressure on Patrick Mahomes, it's going to be a difference maker. Kansas City, that secondary, You know, they're going to be dialed in here with Brady. Like, the defenses will not be talked about, but the reason why Tampa got to the Super Bowl is their defense. This day in sports history, Paulie.
1967, and you must have loved this, the ABA was formed by representatives of the NBA. You were a big ABA.
Yes, right? I was.
Who was your squad?
Got to see the Kentucky Colonels play a couple times in person. So I'd say they were. That was Artis Gilmore and Dan Issel. Had a really good front line. Louis Dampier.
Were they cool, the ABA?
Or was yes. It, yeah. Well, they were for us because of the basketball, the three-point shot. And then they got Dr. J, and there were guys who you go, man, that I hear that guy's really good. And they didn't have a national TV contract, at least I don't think. So it was just sort of word of mouth that you were able to follow along with the ABA. But, yeah. And then the NBA taking a couple of ABA teams and then adopting the three-point shot. Todd, what did you learn on today's award-nominated program?
Recent comments about Bill Belichick makes him sound like an angry South Pole elf.
McClub.
Barry Sanders says Derrick Henry is the closest thing to Jim Brown he's seen in a while.
Seton O'Connor.
We're going to have to start a chart to keep track of segment of the year because this is really heating up.
Paulie.
Matt Light, candidate, segment of the year.
Download the DraftKings app. Use the code SQUAD. Get a free shot at millions of dollars up for grabs this week. Your first deposit. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Chase Young of the Washington football team tomorrow. And George Kittle from the 49ers will stop by. We'll talk to you then. Thanks for joining us. One more item before we close out the show on this Tuesday. The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes is back. What could you do with $50,000? You can find out because Rocket Mortgage is hosting the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever. Millions of dollars in prizes. Every time the score changes, $50,000 is up for grabs. You can enter for free. Plus, two lucky players will win $500,000 they could use towards their dream home. Touchdowns, field goals, extra points. Every scoring play pays. Rocket Mortgage, announcing winners live on their channels during the game. Follow along on February 7th. To see if you're a winner. Free to enter. Easy to play. See rules and enter now at RocketMortgageSquares.com. RocketMortgageSquares.com. No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. states and D.C. who are the age of majority. Ends February 4th at 11:59 p.m. Eastern. Equal housing lender. Licensed all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The following is a High Five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sort. High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at High Five Casino.
.com. High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
What makes a Mercedes-Benz EV different? Electric is what gets you there, but Mercedes is what moves you. Like no other automaker can. The vehicle, all electric. The feeling, all Mercedes. The choice is all yours. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQ.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.